It's January, early January. It's actually the, what is it today, the 14th Wednesday, midweek. And we've had some fairly cold weather recently, and there's a gap in that cold weather, and we've got mild weather now. And I've come out on a walk, a short walk for me, to investigate Mount Caburn.
My name is Richard Vobes, and I am a history buff. Not an expert, but a dedicated enthusiast. My knowledge of history, though, and particularly of the country that I live in, is admittedly sketchy, to say the least. And now that I'm in my mid-40s, I'm determined to do something about it. The trouble is, there's so much to learn and find out about. So where do you start? The Normans? The Romans? The English Civil War? The Restoration? Bloody Mary? What about the Great Fire of London? Or the bubonic plague? I suppose the sensible thing is to start at the beginning, and that's why I'm here. A walk in the countryside and an exploration of early man.
Mount Caburn is an old Bronze Age, Iron Age hill fort, which over the period of time from anything from 400 years BC to 100 years AD, 50 years after the Roman invasion, was in use, and possibly before that time. This is a walk which starts just east of Lewes by the tunnel, the Cunfell Tunnel, and takes a meander over the chalk downs towards the village of Glynde, which is about 3 or 4 miles east of Lewes. The downs here are particularly undulating and resplendent. Great grazing land for sheep mainly, and of course a home to badgers and other wildlife, foxes, rabbits, hares, all that kind of stuff. Beautiful, green, lush, untouched, almost unfarmed hill land, downsland hills, if you like. The weather today is bright and sunny, a little bit of thin cloud, a tittle bit chilly with frost, which south of here you've got the River Ouse that flows through Lewes down towards the coast. The River Ouse, which has attracted today this rather lovely looking mist that hovers above it.
It's not hard to conjure up the images of primitive man, the hunter-gatherer stalking in the grasses for his prey, a homemade spear in his hand with a sharp flint attached on the end, or perhaps a small group of herdsmen tending to their sheep on the lush slopes, laughing and joking with one another as they exchange stories of daily life. "I killed a deer the other day, and now I bagged a hog too." "Really? I'm listening to a wild boar." It's a magical place up here on the South Downs.